With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A government shutdown has ensued with no agreement in sight. Vice President Vance says the administration will have to take extraordinary steps if the shutdown does not end soon.
Let's be honest. If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so the essential services don't get turned off in other places.
The White House and Congress failed to strike an agreement to keep programs and services open. At issue are tax credits that have made health insurance through the Affordable Care Act more affordable for millions of people since the COVID-19 pandemic. New developments in President Trump's legal battle to fire a Biden-appointed Fed governor.
Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook will stay on the job for now. In a brief order, the Supreme Court declined to act on President Trump's emergency appeal, seeking to immediately remove her from her job at the central bank. The High Court will hear arguments in her case in January. The president's attorneys have accused Cook of mortgage fraud and argue that even if the alleged conduct occurred before her time as governor, it calls her trustworthiness into question. Cook denies any wrongdoing and has said she will not be bullied. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel's defense minister has ordered all remaining Palestinians to leave Gaza City, saying it is their last opportunity. Israel's defense ministry said Wednesday that anyone who stays will be considered a militant supporter and face the full force of Israel's latest offensive. At least 21 Palestinians were killed across the territory, according to local hospitals, as Hamas weighed a new proposal from President Trump aimed at ending the war and returning the remaining hostages kidnapped on October 7th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 43 points, the Nasdaq rose 95. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
A recent opinion piece in the New York Post found that while the late Charlie Kirk's mission had been to turn the hearts of young men toward family and faith and nation, now Erica Kirk is taking that mission to young women. Essayist Libby Emmons says if Gen Z women continue to follow the moral guidance of the left, they'll find out a career is not enough to fulfill the yearnings of the heart. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Gold prices soared to record highs.
The going price for New York spot gold has climbed to almost $3,900 per troy ounce. Gold futures have increased more than 45% since the start of 2025. Interest in buying metals such as gold typically spikes when investors become anxious. But gold can be volatile. The Commodity Futures Trade Commission has warned people to be wary, saying if you choose to invest in gold, you should educate yourself on safe trading practices and be cautious of potential scams. I'm Mike Hempen.
If you are familiar with that sound, you may have been among the earliest users of the Internet. AOL, formerly America Online, confirming it has now ended its dial-up service. Wall Street shrugging off the government shutdown. The Dow was up 43 points. The Bell with business. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.